Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And cut directly into the podcast and you'll just see the chat ooze out. Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast.
Thank you, Ed Gamble.
Oh, thank you very much, James Acaster. Or hello is the traditional greeting, I suppose, rather than thank you very much.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm mixing it up. I'm a man of the world now because I've travelled to New York City.
We are in New York City. This is the first of many episodes that we have recorded in New York City. Also, some episodes coming at your hat from Los Angeles, California.
Full disclosure, we really just wanted to go on a little holiday, the three of us together, and eat loads of food in America, and we decided that the best way to do that was to turn it into work.
Yes.
And record some podcasts while we're here. And we've Benito's been very hard at work booking a load of guests on Little Benito.
Benito has been beavering away. We're going to call him Booknito because he's booked so many bloody guests.
Yes.
So we have many, many guests coming to you from New York, but today, the first one of those, very exciting. The special guest is Noah Schnapp. Noah Schnapp is a wonderful actor. You may recognize him from one of the best TV shows out there at the moment, Stranger Things.
Will Byers, baby.
He's got a film coming out on Friday at UK cinemas called Waiting for Anya, which sounds very, very exciting. We talked to him about that a little bit.
Yes, he plays a shepherd, which I'm all for. Not enough shepherds in cinema, in my opinion.
Aren't enough shepherds in cinema. Come to think of it, I can't think of another shepherd in cinema.
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, okay. Not seen it.
Great film. Two shepherds in that. Oh, they're sheep herders, really.
I thought they were cowboys.
Yeah. But also, like, shepherd, like looking after the sheep, I believe. I think it's the sheep. Yeah, I think they're sheep herders.
Yeah.
Which is where the word shepherd comes from, Ed. It's sheep herd, herd sheep.
Hey, James, I genuinely didn't know that. Thank you. So, he's playing a shepherd in that. Stranger Things got another film coming out called Abe. He's a busy, busy boy, so we were very lucky to get a little bit of time with him to ask him about James.
Oh, yes, we asked him his favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink.
We did indeed. But if Noah Schnapp says a secret ingredient that we have pre-decided, we're not only going to kick him out of the restaurant, we're going to kick him out of the restaurant, out of the dimension, straight back down into the goddamn upside down.
Bad luck, Noah Schnapp. You're going to be in the upside down forever. No more school for you.
No more school. And the secret ingredient for Noah Schnapp is
truffle oil.
Truffle oil, which we did nearly pick for Anthony Head earlier in the series. And very luckily, we didn't pick that because we were getting on with Anthony Head and he did want truffle oil on his menu.
Yeah, the main reason we didn't pick it is because, you know, even though it will be fun one day if we kick someone out the restaurant, we didn't really want to kick Anthony Head out the restaurant. So beforehand, we said, truffle oil, oh no, he might pick that. And then he picked it.
Yeah, so here we think Noah... not going to pick truffle oil.
I don't think he'll pick it. You know, he's a teenage boy.
Sure.
He's not going to pick truffle. They're not guzzling down truffle oil. That's not.
There's only one teenage boy I can think of who would have eaten truffle oil, and that was me.
Yeah, that was you.
Because I'm a precocious little bellend.
You would have had truffle oil, and you would have said, Mother, this isn't a nice truffle oil.
This isn't proper white truffle oil.
I don't like it.
I don't like the way it tastes in my mouth.
It doesn't make me feel good.
It doesn't make me feel nice. Fetch me proper truffle oil. Get out the truffle pig from the back. Go truffle me some proper truffles and make the oil, woman.
Perfect
impression. Bring me my 12th birthday cake. So we don't think Noah's going to say truffle oil. We hope we don't have to kick him out of the restaurant. We're very excited to have him here.
Oh, I can't believe it. This is the first of many. We're going to get all the cast of Stranger Things.
No.
I can feel it in my bones.
Oh, what? You think this is the first that we're going to tick them all off?
Oh, yeah, I think so. We've got Will Byers, baby. This is one of the key players.
Yeah,
this means everyone else is going to follow suit.
That's the first domino.
Once you got Will, everyone's like, okay, seems pretty safe. He was the first on the Upside Down. He's the first on off menu.
I think the only way we get the rest of the cast involved, if it's anything like the show, is we do have to sort of kidnap Will Byers.
Ah!
And then they come and look for us. We somehow... record a podcast with them when they come to rescue him.
Yeah, we'd have to they come into the off menu realm dimension to try and find him, and we're like, pop it up on bread, kids.
Benito the Demogorgon.
Yeah, well, that is what Benito looks like. Everyone's always asking us, what does Benito look like? He looks like a goddamn Demogorgon who's woken up on the wrong side of the bed. That's what Benito looks like. Oh, he looks like a Demogorgon on a bad day. Know what I'm saying?
The Benogorgon.
The Benogorgon. The great Benogorgono.
But now, let's hear the off-menu menu of Noah Schnapp. Welcome, Noah, to the Dream Restaurant.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Welcome, Noah Schnapp, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Okay, now, I'm excited to be here.
Here's what you need to know about that sound effect, is that James is a genie waiter for this.
Okay.
That means I can get you food from wherever, from your past, from your future. Mm. Not for your future. No one ever picks anything from their future, to be fair.
Very difficult to work out.
Wait, are you guys brothers or just friends?
No.
We're just both from England.
Just friends. Do we?
Yeah, we think we look alike.
A little bit.
I don't think anyone's ever said that before.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe you don't look alike.
That was quite
you
nice.
You could be
though.
Brothers.
We could be brothers.
I think we both like how each other looks.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's a compliment for both of us.
I don't mind being compared to James.
Sure, that was quite nice.
That would be awful if you said that and then one of us was really offended and the other one wasn't.
Well, yeah. Thank God you guys aren't ugly.
Yeah, exactly. That would be really scary. Also, I mean, I guess it's quite nice. Family-run restaurants are good. So if this was like our own dream restaurant and we're like the brothers running it, that's quite nice.
Two brothers
running a restaurant.
Well, good to know you're not brothers.
You're in good hands.
Yeah, and it's also at this point in the traditional ordering process in a restaurant that we'd ask the guest about any film projects they've got up and coming.
Yeah.
You know how every restaurant you go to, the waiter always says, hey, what's going on with your film career at the moment?
While we're waiting for the food, maybe you might have been waiting for something else lately.
Yes.
Maybe on the big screen.
Well, I have some stuff coming out. There's a movie, Waiting for Anya, which will be coming out soon this weekend, I think. And a movie, Abe, which I did, which will be coming out soon. And then I filmed a movie this past summer with Adam Sandler, which will be coming out later.
Wow. So you've been very busy.
Yeah, and then Stranger Things, I'll be starting filming soon.
So is that, what season are you going to start filming? Because I know season three is what we're up
four.
To. But, so you haven't filmed season four?
Not yet. So we'll start that in a few months.
very exciting. And people always come up to you with their theories about what's going on in Stranger Things.
Yeah, and I watch like YouTube videos of what people think.
Yes.
Some people are pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some. I've started watching. I'm into like fan theory videos, and I've started watching Stranger Things ones, and there's some interesting.
I mean,
theories
some of them
there.
They're just like way they overthink everything. Wait, they're like, if it was this time, the clock in the background said 2 o'clock, so there's two people that are gonna die. Like, some of them are crazy, but some of them are like pretty accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about Waiting for Anya as well.
Yeah, I mean, this movie is like it's definitely a change of pace from Stranger Things. It's like a World War II film. I filmed it in France. It was really cool. It was kind of like in the middle of nowhere, and I play the main character, Joe, and yeah, I had a lot of fun filming it.
And you play a shepherd in the film, right?
Yeah.
And so you were hanging out with the sheep?
Yes, that was pretty cool. I also like lived on a farm.
Oh, wow.
Because it was so middle of nowhere. So I was like hearing sheep all night. It was weird, but it was cool. It was different.
Do I take it that we won't be hearing lamb on your menu because you're friends with sheep now?
No, I love like good lamb chop.
Yeah.
So if anything, hearing the sheep at night made you hungry.
I might have gone and eaten one.
Yeah, so just go out there.
Just a bit of raw lamb, lovely stuff.
But we always start out, first of all, with still or sparkling water.
Definitely still.
Definitely still.
Yeah.
Are you
anti-sparkling water?
You hate it.
My dad always gets it, but I think it's gross.
I feel like
it's very fancy. Like, I'm not fancy like that.
Sure. So is that the main thing? It's not the taste thing. It's that you feel like it's like, who do you think you are?
No, it's also like, it's so like, it's gross.
Yeah.
Do you guys like it?
I would say that sometimes I like it.
Like, if I'm thirsty, I'm not going to like gulp down some sparkling water.
Sure.
You don't want to do that. Yeah, it doesn't. Although some
it's more of like a thing to like sip on and be fancy.
To be seen drinking it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't need to be seen drinking that. I just want to quench my thirst.
You want to gulp it down? Do you want this cold water? Do you want it cold? Like really cold? Iced?
No, ice actually. I like it like pretty. Just because if it's too cold, it like gives me a headache. And
sure.
I like just like a nice room temperature.
You don't want to be drinking it too fast.
But like a little cold.
You look a little cold.
I'm like a little picky.
like a single ice cube?
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's a single cube. What was the food like in France?
Well, where I was in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
So there was really nothing. But like I went to Paris for a weekend and they had a pretty nice food over there.
Lovely.
And then we went across the border to Spain and we had some food there and we went to this like Michelin star restaurant, which was really good.
Oh, amazing.
What did you have there?
I had steak, I think. It was a while ago. I don't remember what I ordered. Yeah,
here
but
you are
good.
Saying you're not fancy and you're not having sparkling water, and then suddenly you're in Michelin star restaurant.
Okay,
I guess
maybe
popped over to Spain to a Michelin star restaurant. Had a
sometimes
steak.
I like to be fancy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Okay. There's yeah,
a time and
absolutely.
A place. Yeah, Papadoms or bread? Papadoms or bread, Noah?
Yeah,
Papadoms or bread. Now this is confused a lot of
what?
Our.
Yes, don't
American
worry.
Guests.
All of our American guests have been confused by this choice because Papadoms aren't necessarily as widespread a thing here.
Yeah, they're not a thing here, but most people would probably change it up when they go abroad and like change
wait,
the
wait,
question.
Wait, what is Papadoms or
yeah,
what did
yeah.
You say?
So
Papadoms with an Indian meal quite often before the main
wait,
food.
Indian arrived. Food?
Indian food, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd get like a crispy thing that you put like chutney on and stuff, so it's like a very light sort of crisp thing to start the meal.
So like when people
wait, is that like Marmite or is that something different?
Oh yeah, that's different.
I heard
but
that
like,
was like
Marmite
disgusting.
Is like
that's
yeah,
completely
Marmite,
different
some
to
people
Marmite.
Love it. Some people love Marmite.
Millie said that was disgusting.
Millie, yeah, but like some people love it, some people hate it,
which they really play on. That's the marketing.
So Millie's
thing
a hater.
Millie's a hater.
But I would be anti-Millie on that and be like, actually I love it, I think
really
it's great.
Wait, what is it?
So
Marmite is like, well,
a yeast extract.
It's a yeast extract.
We're not making it sound good, but
it's a spread that you put it on bread and toast and stuff. But
it's black like tar.
They invented it when it was like a byproduct from the brewing industry. So they'd make beer and then there'd be like this paste left at the bottom of I mean, I'm putting myself off it now.
Yeah.
it's a very strong flavor.
Sounds disgusting.
Yeah, well, it does sound disgusting. And I concede that, but it is nice. Yeah.
I would never eat it. Okay. But maybe
no,
for you
would never
guys.
Eat it. But like, you know, maybe you should eat it, and then you can go and say to Millie, I tried some of that Marmite.
Yeah, you know, I should try it.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, don't even eat it. Just next time you see her, say I had Marmite and
I love
it was
it.
Delicious, and just see how long
see how
you
it
can
gets
keep
her.
Yeah, see, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she'll go insane. She'll go through the roof. She'll be making you float through the sky.
And nose will be bleeding. It'll be awful.
Okay.
But basically, it's like, you know, when they bring along the bread before the meal, what would you like? You can have the bread, the poppadoms.
Do you like bread pre-meal?
Yeah, I like nice, like, warm bread.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, that's how I tell if, like, a restaurant is good. If the bread is, like, warm and nice and they bring, like... And I like my bread with olive oil and vinegar.
Lovely.
Okay, good choice.
Yeah, because that is the thing. Sometimes before the meal, if they bring along the bread and it's cold, you kind of... Yeah, your hopes, like, for the meal start to sink a little bit.
Yeah. It feels like... If it's, like, cold bread, it feels like I'm just, like, eating in my kitchen. But if it's, like, warm bread, I feel like, ooh, like, this is nice.
Yeah. They've done this just for me.
Yeah.
Like, if it's cold bread, they've just slung it out.
Exactly. And, yeah, just threw it in the thing and said it's nice.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah, you want the nice... But no butter on this bread.
Sometimes butter. It depends how I'm feeling. Usually not. But sometimes, like, a nice, like, in France, they have this amazing, like, salty butter.
Mm.
Sometimes it's really good.
Yeah, but then I guess, yeah, it might remind you of when you lived on a farm and had to milk the cows.
That's true.
The salty butter in France is amazing because it's just chunks of salt.
Yeah, it's so good.
They do not care. They do not care about the salt content of anything. It's just huge lumps of salt.
Yeah, and that's like, it's the way you want. I think if you're going to do butter, you got to do it right and make it as unhealthy as possible.
That's like, true. I mean, once it already is, like, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're having butter, just pour a load of salt in it.
Yeah, yeah. Pour some salt in
it. Might as well put sugar in it. Put sugar in there.
Make a cake out of it.
Put chocolate on it.
Yeah.
This is the dream restaurant, though. If you want to invent a new type of butter where we've got salt, sugar, and chocolate in it.
Yeah. I will definitely get back to you on that.
So we come to your starter. Your dream starter. This could be something that maybe you've had this, but have you had this before in a different restaurant? Or like, it can be from a specific place as well. We should clarify.
Or again, one of your inventions.
One of Noah's
crackpot inventions.
Yeah, food inventions.
I mean, I like caprese, like a mozzarella with the tomato.
Yeah.
And, I like soup, but not for tonight.
No soup tonight.
Maybe like. Like, I like nice dishes, like at Nobu, they have all these, like, sharing dishes. They're so good.
Yeah.
I like the, like, they have this, like, thin... There's not going to be a genre tonight. It's going to be a lot of different...
Mix it up.
But they have this, like, thin, like, fish with the, like, thin white fish in, like a sauce with, like, jalapenos on top.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, so good. So it's like uncooked fish.
So like ceviche, right?
Like kind of, not really. It's like on a platter and it's like a thin slice of like yellowtail fish with like jalapenos on it in like a sauce and it's so good.
That sounds amazing. And that's a very light start to the meal as well.
Yeah, which I think is wise. That's what you want.
Or like crispy tuna is so good.
Mm.
Crispy tuna is good. So you definitely want a fish starter. You want a fishy.
Yeah. Now, I feel like I'm at a sushi restaurant now.
Yeah, you want to start in the water. It's kind of like evolution, and then you might come out of the water afterwards.
It sounds, yeah.
Is the meal going to represent the...
I mean, I guess we'll find out.
It's slowly evolved.
Surprise.
So Nobu's like a favourite place for you?
Well, yeah, it's really good.
I've never been, so what's it like?
What?
I've never been there.
It's so good.
No, I can't believe it.
I can't believe I've never been there.
It's like...
I live in London.
Yeah,
there's a Nobu in London.
Is there?
Yeah.
Right, no excuse.
On Berkeley Street.
Absolute zero excuse.
Have you been?
I've been to Nobu, yes.
But you don't like it.
No, I like it. Absolutely.
I don't hear you raving about it.
Yeah. Hey, look, I was waiting for you to get over the shock of James never having been. I absolutely love it.
Well, you should definitely try it out.
The black miso cod.
I've had that before. That is so good.
Is so good. And that is the fanciest fish I think you could possibly get.
Yeah, Nobu's very, like, fancy.
Was that the raven you were hoping to hear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good, wasn't it? I saw it then. It was like, okay, back in the good books.
Yeah. Now I'm on his side.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We'll go. Well, I'll take you to Nobu.
Thanks, man.
That's all right.
Oh, well, I'll come.
Yeah, you come along.
Yeah.
And then we'll tell them we're brothers. We're all brothers.
Yeah.
No, not
okay, happy. Okay, now that I see it, you don't look alike.
No, okay.
You two gotta look alike.
We could pass for brothers.
I don't think any of us look alike.
No, you both have brown hair.
Yeah.
Look, I was willing to go along with us looking alike, Noah, and then you really backed away from looking like me, which was slightly offensive.
No. We'll all be brothers.
We'll all be brothers that don't look alike.
Can you do an English accent?
Hello.
That's no. You can't.
No, I cannot.
I would like some Marmite.
Yeah.
I would like some Marmite.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good, actually.
I quite like that.
You sort of sound like you are English, but you've got some Marmite in your mouth.
Yeah, maybe I'm like joking a little bit.
Yeah, you're choking on the Marmite because you hate it. Yeah.
Eating too much Marmite. Yeah. I'll also spread it very thinly, the Marmite, if you do go and pretend to.
Because it's so bad.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, sure.
Yeah. That's the sort of British way. We know it's terrible, but we force ourselves to
eat
it.
So why do people eat it?
Well, it genuinely does taste nice to some people, myself included.
Yeah.
But like, if you have too much, it's too much of an over. It's a strong flavour.
You need to balance it perfectly. Although I spread it pretty thick. Mm. I'm a thick spreader.
Ed's a thick spreader. I'm a light spreader.
You don't seem on board with it at all.
But you need to, if you are going to pretend that you've
the
eaten
more you talk
Marmite,
about it, the less I want it.
Yeah, we're not making it sound good. And I think thick spreader and light spreader aren't really doing us any favours.
No, absolutely.
Throwing around phrases like that.
Especially if you appreciate the delicate flavour of like a white fish in a sauce. I don't think Marmite's going to be your sort of thing.
Reminds me of like caviar. Like it's like an acquired taste.
Yeah, I think so.
Sure. Yeah. But like, yeah, it's like.
It's cheaper than caviar.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like the less fancy version of caviar. It's like the opposite end of the fancy scale.
It's the Walmart caviar. Yeah.
It's the Walmart caviar. So you've set it up nicely with some light fish.
Okay.
We've got, and you're using, did you choose the crispy tuna or the yellow fin?
The crispy tuna.
The crispy tuna. Okay. Mm-hmm. From Nobu, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Lovely beginning. So your main course?
My main course? Okay, I mean, I really love like a good filet mignon, like in the middle.
Mm. Uh-huh.
So maybe we are doing this like evolution thing.
Yeah.
We're onto the land. We're moving onto the land.
It's like a surf and turf, but like not really.
Yeah. Sort of like a surf and turf like, in increments, little stages.
If we are doing going along evolutionary terms, that means at the moment your dessert is going to be human.
Yeah. Oh.
Which I'm slightly scared about, but we'll get there when we get there.
A person for dessert. We're not going to get in the way of that.
No, there'd be a real twist at the end of the episode if it turns out you're a cannibal, though, Noah.
Well, a chocolate human.
A chocolate human, I think, is all right. But so the filet mignon, and I was with
maybe
bated
like mashed
breath.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Some Brussels sprouts.
The steak, I was waiting with bated breath because we've had other people pick steak before and they've picked it well done.
No, that's gross.
Good. Absolutely correct.
Who picks well done?
Crazy, right? There's people out there. They
get
don't
rid
like
of all the good juices.
Yeah.
Awful people.
I like it like not obviously like black and blue. Like, like I like it pink, but like more towards the less side.
Yeah.
Like it can be a little tender and like it's good.
Yeah, you don't want it. I mean, there is a point where like it gets to, it might as well not be cooked, and I don't like chewing it at all.
If it's like raw, that's gross.
Yeah. I feel like
I kind of I'm into that.
He's really? Into that.
I mean, I've never tried it.
Have you had steak tartare before?
Yeah, I think so.
Which is just straight up raw.
Yeah,
minced
that's different
beef.
Though because they've cut it up all nice and you just get.
Yeah,
to,
it's like not really. It's not like eating a piece of like meat.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's just a different shape.
But it's not like going to the grocery store and pulling it out and.
Yeah, fair. I wouldn't do that. Oh, I might do, actually.
You would do that.
Yeah.
I'd be honest.
As long as I was told it was safe, I'd probably march into a grocery store, whip the packet open, and just chow down on a whole raw steak.
You would do it. But I find it too chewy. I don't get any flavour out of that. But yeah, that pink, just this pink and not too bloody. I like a little, I like a bit of a.
Blood?
A little bit of blood. A little bit of seeping out.
But that's what the juices are, Noah.
Not too much. Yeah, that's what those juices are that you were saying
blood.
You love so much.
I don't need blood.
You don't need blood.
Oh, I hate to break it to you. Some of those juices coming out of the steak.
Well, I don't want it to look like blood. You know? I don't want to know it's blood.
We could dye it a different color for you in the dream restaurant if that would help.
That sounds better.
It could be blue blood or something.
No, maybe like a non-colored one.
Okay.
Just like a juice looking.
Clear
like
blood.
Steak juice.
Transparent.
Okay, not like water. Just whatever steak juice looks like. Like when you.
Like brown, like a brownie kind of.
Yeah. No, brown is like poop. I don't know. whatever normal color it is.
You want poop in your steak?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's exactly
with a little
what you're
human.
Saying. Yeah.
Marmite, put it all together.
Yeah.
The perfect meal. Down on you.
Is there a place where, like, it's your favorite steakhouse you've been to? Steak restaurant? Maybe it's Michelin star place you went to, but like.
I don't know. I've had like. There's not a specific place, but I've had some pretty good steaks in like random places.
Yeah.
But no like steakhouse or anything.
Right.
Do they cook you food like that like on set if you're on set for a film or a TV show?
Well, it depends. I've been like, there was this one movie, it was called Bridge of Spies, and it was with Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, and that was like, had like the most amazing food I've ever had. It was like, they had like at lunch, it was just like platters of like, you can go into different, it was like international cuisine with different, like there was big platters of lobster and steak, and for dessert, big like wedding cakes. It was like crazy.
Wedding cakes?
Yeah, like huge cakes.
That's great. Get a wedding cake.
And then there's
snack.
Other things where it's like, you just go to a food truck and you get like an egg sandwich. So there's like,
right.
Sometimes you get lucky.
So why was Bridge of Spice?
Oh, I'd imagine if you got Hanks on board. They're going high end for the food, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why.
Yeah.
Hanks has a bit of sway.
I bet Hanks even had a secret room where there was
with
like
more
stuff
food.
That's even better. Yeah.
Is he as nice as he comes across?
Yes, he's very nice.
Were you tempted to? I'd be tempted to, like, if I met Tom Hanks and he was like super nice and just like chatted to me for a while and was real nice, I'd like to go at the end, "You're not so nice," and then walk away and really get in his head.
What?
This is why James doesn't get a lot of acting work.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go, "You're nuts." I heard you were nice, and then walk away and then see how much wedding cake I get.
But then you would go back. You can't just leave him like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'd have to go back and go, "That was just a little experiment." And then, like, apologize to him.
Well, if someone did that to me, I'd be a little worried.
Sure.
Wouldn't also, do it to you.
I think I saw Bridge of Spies before I saw Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So who are you in Bridge of Spies?
Oh, I'm like I played his son. I was in like a few scenes.
Yeah, so you're at the dinner table?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's those dinner table scenes of Hanks and he's like, "I'm going to go." And his wife's like, "Oh, don't go to them."
Yeah, I don't even remember. It was so long ago. I was like, I turned 10 on that set.
Wow.
And my dad took a video of me like Tom Hanks bringing out cake to me.
Oh, cool. Hanks brought out the cake, and did you look at him and go, "You're not so nice"?
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
It's great that your main memory of that appears to be the cake.
Yeah,
well, that's the whole shoot. The cake.
Yeah,
stuck
but
in
I don't love cake.
Do you not? Not a big cake fan. Mm. Did you tell Tom Hanks that when he bought it?
Well, I threw it in his face.
Yeah,
said I don't want cake.
This is not my favorite, Tom.
Here's a question that people will be desperate for us to ask: what do you eat in the Upside Down?
Oh yeah.
Bugs. Yeah, I don't know, whatever's there.
I think that's what Will was eating,
like
all that
snails.
Time. Oh,
that sounds quite nice.
Snails is nice. A bit
snails
of
prepared
butter.
In the right way with a bit of garlic butter.
Oh, no.
No, not your sort of thing, because it would remind you of the Upside Down.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that.
Yeah. Takes you back there.
I'm trying to think. Maybe like worms.
Anything that would then just crawl in and out. In
basically
and out
anything
out.
Gross.
Yeah.
Because you're like hanging out in that like
there's no like fancy house, steak in the Upside Down.
Yeah, you're not getting that.
You're not getting sparkling water. You're getting flat.
Yeah. If you do get steak, I imagine it's just completely... It's the raw kind
it's
that
the
Ed
raw
would
stuff.
Eat out the packet. Like, you just have to...
No, I think it's the animal. You just grab the animal.
Oh, yeah. And it's,
it's not
like
even
that, like
the raw
wild,
kind.
Oh. Like in Us, when all the people in the who were living underground are eating the rabbits raw.
Like have you seen Us, Noah?
No.
Well, don't see it now because he spoiled
it. I don't want to see it.
Yeah,
eating the rabbits raw?
Yeah, it's like rabbits just hopping around and then people are picking them up and just eating them.
Oh my God.
No, you
so gross.
Do you not enjoy that sort of scary stuff? Or
eating
stuff?
Raw rabbits?
Yeah.
No, not specifically that. I meant like horror films and stuff.
Oh no,
like
I
that.
Love horror films.
You love horror films?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very good horror film.
Yeah.
But people do eat a raw rabbit.
Yeah. You don't see it.
I mean, I would never do that.
Maybe you'd never pick a rabbit up alive and eat it.
Well, maybe one day.
Yeah.
Haven't done it yet.
Tastes develop as you get older. And,
yeah,
you know,
it's
one
like an
day.
Acquired taste.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Marmite. Raw rabbit is like Marmite.
It might be for a roll.
Still like liking it even less now.
Yeah, yeah. You've now compared it to eating a raw rabbit.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
So your side?
My side dish? Maybe like asparagus or something.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, no, I don't.
No?
Did you say that because you wanted to seem healthy and then realize that you don't want asparagus?
I don't know. I'm trying to think like what would be...
There's a problem with asparagus.
Yes.
Which is 2 hours later, your piss stinks.
Oh, yeah.
Explain that, Ed.
I mean, it'd be awful if it...
Wait,
if
stinks or stings?
Stinks. Not stings. It
not
shouldn't
stings.
Be stinging.
No. That's not...
That is something that imagine if I was the only person that this has happened to.
Sting or stink?
Stink.
Oh, no, that happens. Doesn't it?
That happens, right?
It doesn't
because
sting,
when I said it, when I said it, you all stared at me.
Like, mine always does.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah?
Because honestly, when I said it, you looked at me like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Yeah, which I was delighted about.
Well, I don't usually eat asparagus. Or I thought it made your like poop green or something.
Does it?
I thought that's what it did.
I've never heard that before.
That's or is that like broccoli or something?
I don't think any of it does.
One time, something did that to
beetroot
me.
Beetroot makes it purple. That's...
Oh, yeah.
Now everyone's staring at me
beetroot
again.
Beetroot makes your dumps purple. So that's a thing.
What does Marmite do?
Is it black? Marmite, it's awful.
It goes out the same way it went in, Marmite. Yeah, you can't tell the difference. You just start spreading again.
I've got to say, we've lasted way longer than we normally do before we become absolutely gross, Noah, so...
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we're on our best behaviour. You're a teenager. We don't want to be setting a bad example.
Worse.
So we try to be role models, but look at us now. Some people can't smell asparagus pee.
I don't think that's true.
Some people...
What?
So the thing is that there's, for a long time, it was some people, if they eat asparagus, their pee smells. Other people, if they eat asparagus, their pee doesn't smell. But then they discovered what it is it all smells, but some people can smell it and some people can't smell it. So some people can smell...
I mean, for me, it just always smells.
Yeah.
Your pee always smells or your asparagus pee always smells.
No, my regular pee.
Sure.
I'm never, like, smelling it and it's like,
heavenly.
Yeah.
Sure. I guess I see your point, but smells worse than usual after
I'll try it.
Have some asparagus and then you go, oh, I see.
I'll pee this morning, tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow night I'll pee again and sniff, see which one's
perfect. Yeah. And if you could publish your results online, that would be great as well.
I'll make sure to do that.
Thank you so much.
Breathe it nice and deep.
But you don't want asparagus as your side dish.
No.
I guess people in the past have had things like fries, mac and cheese.
I don't like fries. Mac and cheese is good when
I don't like fries.
No, I like fries, but not for this meal.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
When would you have fries?
Like, I don't know, like with a burger or something.
Yeah.
But not with a steak and like fancy.
Okay.
So we're going for a fancy meal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So not a mac and cheese either.
Well, mac and cheese is good when it has like the breadcrumbs.
Many cheeses.
I like it with ketchup. It's so good with ketchup.
Now, so you went fancy, and then we squirted ketchup all over the top of it.
Okay, well, maybe not for this meal. I won't do that.
No, you can do that if you like. I like it. You're a man of contradictions.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, no one's watching. I'll put the ketchup on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You can, No one's judging.
I can't eat mac and cheese without ketchup.
Okay,
you can't eat it without it. You have to have it on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you were to have mac and cheese as your side dish, we haven't officially made that. Because, mm-hmm. I suggested that. I don't want to back you into a corner here.
Ed, plant the idea in your head.
Yeah, so if you were to have mac and cheese, we could, of course, get you ketchup with that. But mm-hmm. which side dish would you like?
I'll go with the mac and cheese.
You go with the mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the ketchup.
Or maybe, sweet potatoes. Sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato fries. The classier fry.
Yeah. Those are good.
She would like absolutely not having
fries
with this.
Actually, no, those don't
really
go with this meal.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go back to the mac and cheese.
Would you like, here's what we can do for you. So you're a special guest. Mm-hmm. We can bring you mac and cheese, and then when you dig down into it, you find out there's sweet potato fries on the bottom layer.
Oh, yeah. Like a little bed.
Sounds good.
Yeah?
Maybe.
You don't seem sure?
It sounds good. Sounds interesting.
Sounds interesting, but not.
Sounds like one of those fancy dishes that chefs try to make all fancy with special ingredients, and it's gross.
Yeah.
So you think it's gross? So don't have that.
When a chef puts like a basic dish and then puts all this random stuff in it and makes it fancy, but it's not really good.
Right. Yeah. Like a gourmet version of a Big Mac or something.
Like if you have pancakes and they make it spinach truffle pancakes and it's not good.
Yeah.
I just wanted pancakes. Not.
Are you a fan of truffle as a flavor?
No, I don't.
Too much now. I'm over it. I used to like it. I used to think it was brilliant. No, thank you.
I think they actually do sell a truffle Marmite if you're interested.
Oh, yeah.
That's worst of both worlds.
Paradise? Have you just woken up in paradise now?
I think the opposite.
Yeah.
So have we decided on mac and cheese with ketchup?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Mac and cheese with ketchup.
And breadcrumb
topping. Is ketchup your favorite of all the condiments?
Yeah, definitely. Ketchup goes on so many things.
Across the board.
Eggs. It's so good. What else?
Yeah, let's continue this list.
Sandwiches. Sometimes I put it in.
Fish.
I don't even know. Fish, no.
No, fair enough.
Fish and ketchup, that does not go together.
Okay, quick fire now. I'm going to name foods to you, and you say yes or no if you would have ketchup on
them.
Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Burger.
Yeah, so obviously.
Cereal.
No.
Already running out of ideas. Spaghetti.
I used to eat that a lot.
Pie.
Pie? It depends on the pie.
I'm not telling you what's in it until you answer.
You've just got to put the ketchup on or leave the ketchup off, and then you find out what's in the pie.
No, then no.
Good, because it was a cherry pie. And and you would not have enjoyed it.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Pizza?
No. That sounds gross.
Lasagna?
Yeah.
It's good so far. Spaghetti and meatballs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done spaghetti.
I said spaghetti.
Yeah, but I've added meatballs in it now.
If you're coming up with a quick fire list, you need to know what's going to be on the list before you say it, because otherwise it's not quick fire.
I'm thinking off the top of my head, it's quick fire all over the place.
You're also involved in the quick fire.
Okay. Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
You would put ketchup in Coca-Cola?
I'd try it.
Yeah. You'd try it. Okay, yeah, that's fair. Adventurous.
Ketchup-Cola.
Ketchup-Cola, yeah.
What's ketchup? Oh, my ketchup thing?
Yeah.
Ketchup-Cola, baby.
Coke up?
Huh?
Coke up? No, that doesn't work. Ketchup cola. Yeah.
Sausages. Good answer.
I don't like I had them once, I threw up, and I never have them anymore.
Sausages?
Yeah.
You had sausages once and you threw up?
Yeah, when I was younger. And, ugh.
I do love sausages.
It was at home. It was from the freezer.
Oh, you didn't cook them?
Well, I'm sure they were cooked. I didn't cook them. I was young.
That would be a reason for you to throw up afterwards if you just eaten them a big popsicle.
Well, I had a big stomach ache the whole night, and then I threw it up. Oh. So then I was no more sausage. So now every time I see sausage, I just throw up a little.
Yeah. Because to be fair as well, sausages are very, I think if you threw that up, because there's a lot of things that I could throw up and I'd still be able to eat afterwards. But I think sausages, once you've seen them in vomit form, that's it.
I mean, they already look like vomit forms.
Yeah, they're already too close to.
But sometimes it's good. A nice spiced one mm-hmm. is good.
Right, but in general, they make you think of vomit.
Yeah.
And so you wouldn't want to have them.
No.
Fair enough.
But ketchup, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Roast chicken.
Yeah.
Put it on a roast chicken.
Yeah, for sure.
How about breaded chicken?
What?
Huh?
No. Every time I think you've run out of foods, you seem to pull another one out.
Yeah, so I'm a man of many. I know so much about food. I just know a lot about food, and I'm able to fire out all these dishes that no one can tell me if I had ketchup on them or not.
I just love the idea of, you know, Noah's got a lot of interviews today. He's talking about this film that he's starring in, talking about, you know, all these different things he's doing. And then at the end of the day, he has to go, and then a man from England asked me what foods I would put ketchup on or not.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the most important. Like, what do you put ketchup on?
Yeah, this is the most, this is the one that Noah's going to go home and tell everyone about.
Yeah.
It's true.
The most memorable interview of the day.
What my asparagus pea smelled like.
Yeah. They might have been brothers. They might not have been.
Humans for dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. You've learned a lot about Marmite.
Marmite throw up.
Yeah.
I think you have a YouTube channel, right?
Yes.
I think you trying Marmite for the first time would go big, especially
but
in Britain.
But it's so, like, fast. Like, it would only be a minute, and then what?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
There's a build-up to it. Like, okay.
But I hate videos, like, where it's, like, one thing, and then they, like, spend, like, 20 minutes building it up, and then I have to, like, skip to the part I actually wanted to see.
Sure.
Well, you could do loads of different British foods. You could do haggis. Do you know what that is?
No. Oh god, here we go.
It's all like
you didn't want ketchup on this, mate, let me tell you.
What is that?
It's like a Scottish dish traditionally. It's like sort of innards, it's cow innards, all minced up with oats, and they put it in a sheep's stomach and then boil it.
Again,
is that real?
Yeah, that's real.
Again, I like it, but
it's really good. And black
you
pudding,
look
if you
horrified. You look absolutely
that
horrified.
That can't be real.
That's real. That's going
real. Fake.
That's going in the video as well.
Ask MBB about it.
Black pudding.
What's it called? Haga?
Haggis. Black pudding, have you heard of that?
I've heard of pudding.
Well, this ain't your regular pudding, Noah. This is congealed pig's blood.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. What country is this? I feel like you're lying to me.
No, honestly, you can look it up after we finish recording.
What does it even mean?
It's like a hockey puck.
It's sort of like a big sausage, really, so you're already on rough ground.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it's like, congealed it's just pig's blood.
Just blood?
But it's like solid, and then you would fry it.
Yeah.
Have it for breakfast.
It looks like a hockey puck, but if you'd eat it and it was made of blood.
It's a bloody puck.
I'm speechless.
It's a bloody puck.
I don't know who in their right mind would eat that.
Ask Millie about all of this. I'm sure she doesn't eat it.
I'm sure she's not eating that.
No, I'm sure she's not eating it. No. But
that's like Vikings eat that.
Yeah. It's sort of like Viking kind of food. Viking-y food.
A lot of people in Britain haven't really gotten over the Viking era.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
We're really still into it food-wise.
Have you eaten that?
I love all of those things.
No.
Yeah, I love haggis. You have haggis with mashed turnips and mashed potato and put gravy all over it. Delicious.
Oh my God.
I've had those things. I like haggis and I like Marmite. I liked black pudding for a while.
So because you guys have these like terrible foods, Marmite like isn't that bad.
Yeah, that's what
that's
it is.
That's why
you
people
compare
like Marmite.
It to like all this crazy like blood and stomachs. Like, oh, it's just Marmite. It's just ash.
Yeah. And suddenly you'll be more open-minded and eat some Marmite after you've eaten
stomachs and
dried blood and mashed up stomachs. Kind of all right.
I get it now.
Yeah.
It's upside down food. Yeah.
It's all upside down food.
Yeah. That's what he would eat in the upside down.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, he would eat haggis and black pudding. Your favorite drink now? We come to your favorite drink of the meal. Your dream drink?
A water? I don't know.
Are we back on
really?
A water?
We're back on water.
I mean, for dinner, usually I have water. Maybe for breakfast, I have like a smoothie. Uh huh. Or a juice, but dinner, like, there's no, like, I feel like there's no dinner drink, unless I'm older and have, like, wine.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure, because I guess most people we've had on this show would choose an alcoholic drink at this point.
Yeah.
We've had some people choose non-alcoholic ones, but not many.
Like tea, like iced tea we've had.
Iced tea, that's not a dinner thing.
So for dinner, you'd always have
water.
And
it's like a fancy restaurant. You don't have, like, iced tea. It's either, like, wine or, like, a scotch.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm too young for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't start.
You've never had any of those things?
No.
You've never had alcohol?
I mean, no.
Yeah?
Never.
No, you have never done it ever?
I mean, maybe I'll try it one day.
Uh-huh.
That's the best answer you could give.
Yeah, very smart.
So wouldn't you have like a Diet Coke or something, or a soda? And this doesn't have to be a fancy restaurant, by the way. This is your dream restaurant. No one's judging you. You can drink whatever you like.
It is a fancy restaurant.
Oh, okay. No, because that's what you've established, yeah. Mm.
It's very fancy. They don't even have Diet Coke there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
There's just the wine list. That's all there is.
But you shut that immediately and say...
I mean, they'll give it to me, though, because it's in, like, Europe and they won't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So even though you've never had wine before,
well,
apparently...
I'll try it now.
You try it now.
You're going to try wine for this meal?
Yes.
So you're going to have a... This is the first time I think we've had someone order something that they've never had.
Having their first drink, yeah.
So you're going to have... Wait, do you want a glass or a bottle?
Definitely a bottle.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. Two bottles of wine.
Do you want one red, one white, so you can taste the difference?
Yeah.
And rainbow.
Yeah.
Oh, you're mixing them?
Yeah.
Perfect. Great.
Yeah. Wait, can you do that?
No, I don't think it would be nice.
Legally, yeah.
Yeah, legally, yeah.
No one would stop you. But it wouldn't taste that great.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Red and white.
Red and white. Do you want a glass or do you just want straws?
No straws. Fancy this is a fancy
restaurant.
It's a fancy
restaurant. Yeah. I forgot. Come on, I keep forgetting how fancy it is.
One of those straws that goes, twirly straws that goes round and round and round.
Yeah, like the glasses, you can put them on there like glasses. Have you seen those?
Don't allow that at our restaurant.
They're banned. You have to hand them in at the door.
And there's a dress code at this restaurant.
What are you wearing for the meal?
A suit. A fancy suit.
Fancy suit.
What color?
Just like a black, like classic suit.
Oh, yeah.
You must have fancy suits now, right? Because you got to go to like awards dues and things.
Yeah. Yeah. But those are like fashion suits. Like this restaurant, it wouldn't be like a fashion show. It would just be like you have to be dressed nice.
So it's like a proper dress code, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You and the other kids in Stranger Things are all going into this fancy restaurant together. Who are you most worried about being not fancy and ruining the fancy vibe?
You know, I think Gaten... He's he plays Dustin with the curly hair. I think I'm be a little worried for him.
Yeah, he's gonna clown around.
Yeah.
He seems like a funny guy.
I feel like he'd like forget that we have to dress nice.
Sure.
And then Millie would be like overdressed.
Right. So like
The dress code, there's you have to be dressed a certain way, but you can't overdress.
Yeah.
There's like a window of how fancy you're supposed to look.
It's like in the middle.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah. And like it's a smart black suit.
But you could wear nice sneakers with it as well.
Yeah.
So your drink is a bottle of red wine and a bottle of white wine.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
Great. And so we arrive at your dessert.
Okay.
It's my favourite of all the courses, always.
Of course.
Ed, not as keen. Sometimes guests side with Ed on this. I'm crossing my fingers that...
Mm-hmm. Look, I like a dessert. I just... He would skip to the dessert every time if he could. If it was socially acceptable, he'd go to a restaurant and order three desserts. Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Okay, so you're
you don't like dessert?
I do like dessert, but I think I prefer savoury stuff.
I get that, though.
Yeah, I like both. And respect his decisions to a point, but like, you know.
Yeah.
Life but is for living, am I right, Noah? Yeah. Life is for living.
Exactly.
So your dream dessert, this is the big closer of the meal. It's one of your favourite courses. You're in a fancy place. What are you going to go for?
Definitely like a chocolate lava cake.
Ah.
Yeah. Anything chocolate. I will not have cheesecake.
No.
Or like anything coffee. Mm-hmm. Like it has to be chocolate. It could be like a chocolate mousse.
Yeah.
Maybe a chocolate ice cream, but that's not that interesting.
Uh-huh.
So I'd stick with the chocolate lava cake.
Chocolate lava cake. So
like a really rich one. With like a little scoop of ice cream on the side or something.
Like a vanilla ice cream? Yeah, yeah. With vanilla pods in it, like a proper vanilla, like authentic. Yeah, because this is fancy.
Yeah, it's a fancy place. And when you cut into it, is it how oozy is it? Because you want it to ooze, right?
A little bit, but I don't like when it's too, like the whole cake is water. I want something to eat. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you almost want it cooked to the same level as your steak's been cooked.
Yeah.
You want a sort of medium lava cake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would ask
with a nice vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like Madagascar vanilla.
You've specified the vanilla. That's what
absolutely.
We like to hear.
Absolutely. That is a move I respect a lot.
Whereas I like a rare lava cake. I'll even walk into a store and I'll just eat a bag of flour and a bar of chocolate.
I would not do that.
Just rip straight into there.
Ed likes actual lava as well. Eat that suck it out of a volcano.
Straight away. Love it.
Gobbling it up.
I think that's an amazing choice.
What else do people say?
People have said other desserts, some absolutely horrendous people have said cheese and biscuits, and those people can go straight to hell. But like, you know, we've had people say, you know, lemon tart,
yeah. No.
Cinnamon buns.
Oh no, it's not
cinnamon
fancy
rolls or something. No, it's not fancy. No, they won't get in this restaurant, that's for sure.
We won't let them in.
No, they can be outside. Gaten can eat them outside on his own. Yeah.
Have you got security on the door to stop people coming in?
Yes, for sure.
Who's
there's
going to
be like another floor where you come in.
Oh,
and then
amazing.
If you get into the restaurant, you go like up the stairs or down the stairs.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah.
Who have you got on the door? Like The Rock or someone?
Demi Gorgon?
Rock. In like a nice suit. Yeah. Like two guys with their hands like this.
Yeah, and there's a dress code for them as
and
well.
And they have like glasses on and they're like fancy. And they have those little earpieces.
Yeah. And maybe a Demogorgon in a suit as well, right?
Maybe a Demogorgon.
Maybe.
Well, not maybe. If he passes the dress. You probably couldn't get a whole suit on a Demogorgon, but you could probably get him to wear like a pair of like little like underwear and like the collar and just the bow tie like strippers wear.
Yeah.
I think like the Demogorgon would probably wear that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You get that round its neck.
Just that's not fancy though, is it?
Just the collar and the bow tie. Or
Demogorgon maybe he'd be
and
like
just
across
the
street like...
Yeah. Just looking
at the strip club over there.
Yeah. The Demogorgon could be over. I mean, I wouldn't really want to see a Demogorgon stripper, actually.
Oh, God.
Just realizing.
No, that's not good.
A bit scary.
Yeah.
I
went to the...
I mean, some people have their types.
Yeah.
I went to the Stranger Things Secret Cinema Club thing they're doing in London, and there was a Demogorgon there. And
was he wearing underwear and a bow tie?
Oh, you only saw him briefly. The lights flashed on, and my eyes didn't drift down, but I hope he had some underwear on.
Yeah,
I hope so too.
Well, that's the point. We haven't asked that. We asked what other cast members were like. What's the Demogorgon like off camera? Nice? Actually quite nice?
He's a little difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really... The Demogorgon is like always needs his fancy food, his bow tie, his underwear.
Yeah.
No, he's been very polite there. I've been saying Demogorgon right, and he said Demogorgon right there. You've been saying Demigorgon, which is not scary because that's only half a Demogorgon.
What? Oh, Demogorgon. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Demogorgon.
Same thing.
No, Demigorgon was half a Gorgon.
I'll hold my hands up. I've always thought it was Demigorgon. That's
wait,
what I've always thought.
I've
watched all three seasons. Yeah. I've been saying Demigorgon in my head when I hear people say it.
Wait, is it Demigorgon?
Demogorgon, right?
Dema.
Well, Demi.
You should know, Noah.
Demogorgon. No.
Whatever you say it is.
Noah's reading the scripts and saying them on camera, so I think Noah would know better than you, Ed.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know now. Yeah. Well, we'll look it up afterwards, along with you're going to look up haggis, black pudding, and Marmite.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have an absolutely horrific search history at the end of this.
Yeah. Everyone going through is going to be like, what is he looking at?
Yeah. I've been worried about Noah, everybody. I'm going to read your order back to you now, see how you feel about it.
Okay.
You would like still room temperature water with a single ice cube in it. Mm-hmm. To start off with, you would like warm bread with olive oil and vinegar.
Yes.
And you would like the crispy tuna with jalapenos from Nobu.
Mm.
Your main course, you like a filet mignon steak, medium rare with mashed potatoes and Brussels.
Yes.
Your side dish, mac and cheese with ketchup. No sweet potato fries.
With
the
breadcrumbs
on top of it. Make sure it's crumbed. Drink, you would like two bottles of wine, one red and one white. Dessert, you would like chocolate lava cake with some Madagascan vanilla ice cream.
Yes.
That's a solid menu.
That sounds very nice.
It's fancy.
I would go to that restaurant.
It'd be awful if we got to the end of this and you went, that sounds horrible.
Yeah,
pick
yeah.
that. That's awful. Thank you very much for coming
thank
to the
you.
Dream Restaurant, Noah. It was a pleasure to meet you.
I had a great meal.
Oh, thank you, glad Noah. To hear it. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much.
And there we have it. What a fancy menu.
Fancy.
Super fancy, man. And what I liked about it is, yes, it was fancy. He came up with a dress code for the restaurant, which I don't think anyone's really done before.
No, not enough people have done it.
He had some people there with him dining.
Yeah.
It was in a basement.
Yeah, it was. It's a fancy restaurant. And there had people on the door. Doormen.
He had doormen. Yes, it was fancy, but he also still stayed true to his roots.
Yeah.
Ketchup on the Mac,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Ketchup all over the Mac. What I liked as well is that he said, no sparkling water, too fancy. And then everything else, this has to be fancy.
He had a very set idea. Yes, lovely rule. And what he didn't say, despite the fact you tried to push it on him, James.
Yeah, I was trying to get him.
This is
be funny.
This kid is in one of the best TV shows, right? Yeah. It was so great to have him on. Yeah. So excited to have him on. And you were trying to get him kicked out of the restaurant by pushing truffle oil on him.
I was in a rush. He was in a rush today. He had loads of stuff. I thought, you know, it'll do him a favour if I chuck him out of the restaurant. It'd be pretty funny if I'm like, maybe some truffle oil. He goes, yeah, truffle oil. I go, get the fuck out of here, now, snap. I thought that would be amusing.
It wouldn't have been amusing if you'd screamed the F word at a 15-year-old's face.
Yeah, well, it would have been pretty bad. But he was already shook up because we had the Benigorgon working on here. He was looking over that going, oh no, this brings back bad memories.
Again.
What is he doing here?
This is even worse than the Demogorgon.
I can't believe they let the Benigorgon on. The Demogorgon used to moan about him to me. When I was in the Upside Down, the Demogorgon would go, hey kid, you're in that treehouse? I'd be like, Yeah, why? What have you got in store for me now, Demogorgon? I'm not gonna rag on you. I just having a little bit of time. I just spoke to my cousin, Benogorgon. He's just saying to me how he's working on this podcast. No, he's just whinging all the time. He doesn't like the nickname they've given him. Sometimes it just really wears me down. I know I'm meant to love him. His family's family, but... Do you know what I mean? Do you have any family members like that, kid? Oh, I don't know. I got my mum worries about me quite a lot. Well, okay, but listen, I would actually welcome that over the Benogorgon, because this guy, you have no idea how much he drains me. He's just like, I talk to him, he's like, oh, I want to edit that out of our conversation. But I'm like, listen, Benogorgon, you can't edit out live. He says, I'm your cousin. I'm opening up to you here.
Nearly brother there, wasn't it?
Oh, sometimes I get confused. us Demogorgons, we all look alike, apart from the Benogorgon, who he looks very grumpy all the time. Anyway, kid, I'll see you later. I'm going to terrorize you later on, but you go to sleep.
I got to be honest, the Benogorgon is just looking quite tired now.
Yeah, Benogorgon really fumbling.
Pretty angry and tired.
Shaking his head.
He zoned out so much during
zoned
that.
Zoned out during it.
That was about 4.5 minutes.
Have a little
James.
Listen back to it.
Yeah. So thank you very much for listening. He didn't say truffle oil, luckily.
Very lucky he didn't say truffle oil.
Lovely to have a chat with him. It was a good menu. Obviously, what a Stranger Things, but you're all watching that anyway. His film, Waiting for Anya, comes out on Friday in UK cinemas. And he also mentioned a couple of other films there. He's done one with Adam Sandler. He's done one called Abe. Keep looking out for those.
Keep your eyes peeled for all of them. Also, we've got loads more New York episodes coming up and LA episodes also. Our American trip is not done yet. You won't just give you one little episode. There's going to be so much more.
It's basically like snapshots of our holiday.
Little snapshots of our holiday.
Okay, bye!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast is coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon. It's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But, yeah, again, no pressure. But, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.